but needed restoration. Ask Jesus, "What is the theme of this year for me, Lord?" And when he speaks, write it down. Post it somewhere. You'll see it often in very big letters. January 2nd. What effect? Long before God laid down earth's foundations, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. Ephesians 1 from the Message. We exercise because we want to grow stronger. We take vitamins in the hope of being healthy. We attend language classes expecting to learn a new language. We travel for adventure. We work in the hope of prospering. We love partly in the hope of being loved. So why Christianity? What is the effect Christianity is intended to have upon a person who becomes a Christian, who seeks to live as a Christian? The way you answer that question is mighty important. Your beliefs about this will shape your convictions about nearly everything else. It will shape your understanding of the purpose of the gospel. It will shape your understanding of what you believe God is up to in a person's life. What is Christianity supposed to do to a person? God wants to make people whole and holy by his love, to make you whole and holy by his love. Whole and holy. This is what we ache for. Jesus, do I really believe this? What do I think you are actually up to in my life? Show me, Lord. January 3rd, hemmed in. You hem me in, behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Psalm 139. At the fall, why did God curse Adam and Eve with an emptiness that nothing would be able to fill? Wasn't life going to be hard enough out there in the world, banished from the garden? It seems unkind, cruel even. But he did it to save them. For as we all know, the heart shifted at the fall. Something sent its roots down deep into their souls. That mistrust of God's heart and resolution to find life on their own terms. So God thwarted them in love. He blocked their attempts until, wounded and aching, they turned to him for their rescue. Jesus has to thwart you too. You're controlling and you're hiding, the ways you seek to fill the ache within you. Otherwise, you would never fully turn to him for your rescue. Oh, you might turn to him for a ticket to heaven when you die, but inside, our heart remains broken and far from the one who can help us. And so you will see the gentle, firm hand of God in your life, hemming you in. Wherever it is you have sought life apart from him, he disrupts your plans, your way of life that is not life at all. How has God been hemming you in, disrupting the plans you have to make life work? January 4th, a heart for his kingdom. God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. Ecclesiastes 3. The thing that you are made for is the renewal of all things. God has given you a heart for his kingdom, not the wispy vagaries of a cloudy heaven, but the sharp reality of the world made new. This is one of the most important things you can know about yourself. Did you know this about yourself? When was the last time you told yourself, as you looked in the mirror in the morning, "Good morning, you have a heart for the kingdom"? This explains so much. It will be such an enormous help to you. It explains your anger and all of your addictions. It explains your cry for justice. And it also explains the growing hopelessness, resignation, cynicism, and defeat. If you will listen with kindness and compassion to your own soul, you will hear the echoes of a hope so precious you can barely put words to it. A wild hope you can hardly bear to embrace. God put it there